Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I have a question for you. Do you treat your marketing more like a vending machine or a restaurant? A vending machine is pretty simple. People put money in, they get something out, generally overpriced. Usually it's candy, cake, cookies, chips, or whatever. And a vending machine has to be strategically placed, and you're hoping and wishing that somebody will find what they need when they need it by walking past your vending machine. Restaurants are a bit more complex. People will research them, make reservations, and you're not just buying food, you're buying an experience. So a restaurant is a complete set of systems that need to work in concert. To you, generally, it seems pretty simple. You walk in, they seat you, they serve you, you eat, you pay, you leave. But there is a whole concert and ballet of things going on at the same time. If you think about it, just walking up and getting served, they have to figure out which tables are open and which server to put you with based on their capacity. They have to order food ahead of time and put together the menu. And then there's this whole thing about cooking all of your food and getting it out to your table so that everybody at the table gets a hot meal or a cold meal at the same time. There's also the filling of drinks, the cleaning of the table, the paying. They're all microsystems that work together. So what I want to do is kind of show you how marketing is very similar to eating at a restaurant. The first system is the big system. It all has to work as a whole. That means that each one of those systems that I talked about, the seating, the getting food, preparing food, cleanup, all have to work in concert in order for your meal to be pleasurable and seamless. Your marketing system is basically the same thing. It ends up with people having sales conversations, but there's bunches of pieces that have to work ahead of time before you get to that. The next piece I want to talk about is the food procurement system. This is where they actually have to figure out how much food they need for the day in order to fulfill what they're expecting to be the right number of plates to match their menu. And if they have specials, of course, that complexes things. In your case, it's the content that you serve up. You have to plan ahead to think about what content do you want to serve up this particular day, week, month, whatever it is. You need to make sure that you have all the right ingredients, condiments, spices, which means the right words, graphics, media, no matter what it is, in order to support your marketing plan. The next system is the seating system. The seating system tries to match up the right size group with the right amount of servers. In your case, your seating system is the avatars or the people that you need to talk to. You don't want to just create a buffet where everybody goes and gets their own food and brings it back to their table. What you're doing is you're trying to find the right person and serve them the right thing. In a restaurant, you have people that are vegan or want gluten-free, or maybe some are allergic to shellfish. In your case, you want to make sure that you're serving the right food to the right audience. Some people like Japanese or American food or pizza. You wouldn't want to serve up the wrong food to the wrong person. Why would you do that with your content? So you need to identify what those people like, where they want to be served, and serve it up to them. The next piece is the food preparation system, or posting the content. So obviously, when an order is placed, the cooks in the back have to get everything in order. If they cook the meat first and then cook the vegetables next, by the time they get the vegetables on the plate, the meat's going to be cold, right? So there's a way that they do it so that everything comes out equally hot. And then they have to do that for a table of four, a table of eight, table of 16. So there's a system based on that. It's the same with your content. You want to make sure that you're posting the right content to the right social media platform at the right time. So it could be on social media, it could be via email, it could be through a direct message. How you deliver that content, it all has to come in hot, ready and able for the people to want to consume it. If you served up cold, or even worse, rotten food, nobody'd eat it, right? Same with your content. Is your content fresh? Is it timely? Does it make sense at the time that you send it? That's what having a good food delivery system in your content marketing is like. The next piece is the customer service part. You probably don't even notice throughout the course of a meal. Your drinks are served first, then the appetizers, then the food. During that time, there are bus people looking at your table, making sure your water glass is still filled up to see if you need napkins. They'll also be there ready to take your plate away when you're finished. And then they'll clean the table and they'll make sure that you get your check on time so you're not sitting there twiddling your thumbs. Plus, it's not that they want to get you out too soon, but they also don't want you to lollygag either, because when that table is occupied, they can't sell more food. It's the same thing with your business. When people are done reading your content or download something, do you have a follow-up system? Are you contacting people who are engaging with your content to see if they have any other questions or needs? Are you filling their water glass and clearing their plates? Are you making sure they're satisfied so they come back? The final piece of this puzzle is the cleanup system. Now that everybody has left the table, they paid for the meal, you need to go and clean that table. You need to measure how fast did it work? Did the cooks get the things out on time? Were the systems working the way they should to optimize profits? That, my friends, in the world of content marketing is analytics. You need to be able to read the receipts at the end of the day to find out if you made money. You also need to be able to read your analytics, whether it's Google Analytics on your website or social analytics on any of the platforms, to see which content is getting sold the most. For example, if you sell a heck of a lot of fish on Fridays, but you don't sell any Monday through Thursday, would you order a lot of fish during the week? No. You would adjust your ordering system to make sure that you had the right amount of food in the right style and quantity to serve the needs of your customers. So as restaurants analyze what foods get eaten on what day, they order more and less. The same goes for you. When you're creating content, you have to decipher what people are consuming when. So you do more of what's working and don't order too much or deliver too much of something that's not. So that, my friends, is how your content marketing is like a restaurant system. You've got all of these interchanging parts working together. But the big problem is most people want a vending machine. They want to put up a website. They want to post things and they hope that somebody's going to walk by via Google search, drop in a quarter and get a candy bar. What we need to do is make sure that we're serving up fine cuisine of great information to the right people at the right time. So, do you have a system in place to serve up, deliver, and measure the effectiveness of everything you're doing in content marketing? So I hope you found this useful. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. And also, if you have any questions or thoughts or comments, email me at askbrian@b2b-im.com. You are the reason I do this podcast,
and I'd love to hear your thoughts and your ideas for more episodes.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.